We are 60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first, Brooke.
What?
You trust our company, right? Simple question. Yes or no?
Like any radio company.
Yes.
Yeah, Jose?
I do, absolutely.
Oh my God, you're so dumb. Dude. Okay, that's fine.
It's different than what you guys told me behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Again, we're on their airwaves now.
Well, I just
love you guys.
I want to know what you guys think about an all staff email that we received recently from our general manager.
Okay.
You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the email where the manager wants to know who broke the dishwasher in the break room.
Oh my God.
Apparently, it's very important that he knows who did it.
It's a full-on investigation.
It's hilarious.
And the thing is, there's not very many of us here. It's like us and then maybe another morning show, and that's it?
Yeah.
Just like
and then, but there are some night people and some weekenders.
That's true.
Yeah, that are board ops.
Yeah, which we always blame everything on.
Yeah.
HR comes in here and there.
The general manager says, "You're not in trouble. I just want to know," which is exactly what they say in those movies where someone's being hunted by a killer and the killer's walking around with a machete saying, "Come out, Jerry. I just want to talk. I'm not going to hurt you."
Dude, it's going to be one of those things where eventually they'll go one-to-one and be like, "Look, if you know who it is, maybe you can get
but was it one of you guys? Well, and here's the thing. My research proves that it's got to be somebody older and more responsible. Because nobody that works for our station would run a dishwasher.
I've never touched that dishwasher.
That's what I'm saying. We don't clean anything.
If I wanted to run it, I wouldn't know how.
Well, I just want to publicly say I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, that feels suspicious to me.
Yeah.
But I have heard rumors that a certain middle-aged blonde woman with thick-rimmed glasses, kind of Karen-like.
Brooke did just say
I heard that, too.
I heard she likes to bring in Tupperware filled with all sorts of homemade goodies.
Dude, you guys, if you have noticed, I haven't brought in one thing since the pandemic. Because
actually,
I don't trust our kitchen with all those germs floating around.
It smelled very well around. Very
I'm just
around
saying, if the Paula Poundstone jacket fits.
Doug, that was an in-style blazer I wore yesterday, okay? I got compliments.
Sure Google you'd Paula Poundstone.
Oh, my God.
Shut
all of you.
Anyway.
It's kind of true.
The investigation continues. So, if you know anything, text into 78592.
Yeah,
we need to get to the bottom of this.
Or you want to know where I got my blazer from.
Right. Yeah. But now it is time for your shock caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you get shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear us sing. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock caller last. And Jose, who'd you get?
I got... You guys, get your phones ready. I picked... Brooke, I'm sleeping with caller 25. Call in right now.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
All right.
They don't understand. I'm very tired. When I mean sleep, I mean actually going to sleep.
Yeah, no cuddling or anything.
No.
All right.
Don't touch me. I don't like hot, sweaty sleeping.
Brooke's putting on the shock collar while she does that. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Today, we're talking about branding. Big, flashy colors would attract consumers to your products, so I have put in front of you four signature colors that have been trademarked by national and international companies that use them in their logos. You have a red color, a yellow, an orange, and a blue. And I use a little eyedropper thing to match the exact color to the logos that they are from. Please match these colors with their trademark owners.
Okay, red, immediately I think Coca-Cola.
Yep, good
like,
one.
No question.
And of course, yellow, McDonald's.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I'm the food kid.
Oh,
I thought
that's
about
smart.
It right away.
That's really smart.
The Golden Arches. We even say it.
Right.
But, was it yellow or gold that they trademarked?
Yeah, they call them the Golden Arches.
Yeah,
so
I didn't think of that.
But,
it
wouldn't be
yellow.
I don't know.
I think McDonald's is pretty solid there. The blue, you obviously can't see it. It's kind of a lighter blue.
Yeah,
I was thinking
traditional.
Like Gatorade. Do you think Gatorade is that blue? You know,
no.
Like Gatorade bottles?
Gatorade would be orange before blue.
The orange G.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, that's true. But I was just thinking the Gatorade water bottles I used to get for sports of that color blue.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. That's just the color of the drink.
Powerade. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh, Alexis. Not helping.
I
over
forgot
here.
We were sponsored by Powerade.
Yeah.
No, she's right, though. Powerade, the blue is like, I feel like their big thing.
No, this is like a lighter blue. I feel like this is a computer company or something.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
a Microsoft blue. Who else is blue?
Dell?
Facebook and Twitter and all of them are blue, but that's not the right blue. Yeah, they're traditional blue.
Twitter's not bad.
I was thinking Facebook blue, but this is too light. Yeah, Facebook's a little bit more royal blue.
Right, because of the blue check mark.
Okay, let's get the question one more time.
I gave each of you a sheet with four colors that are trademarked. These colors are trademarked by these companies for use in their logos. I need you to match each of the colors with their brands that use the color officially in their logo and marketing
materials. Now it's focused on the logo. I wasn't listening before. So now I definitely think the orange is Gatorade.
I think the orange is Gatorade, too. That was my thought.
What about?
It's the blue that I'm having a hard time with. I'm picturing a cloud, but I don't know what a cloud goes to. Okay, I'm going to go red Coca-Cola, orange Gatorade, yellow McDonald's, and blue. What's the blue, you guys? Pepsi?
It could
it's,
be.
What if it's Pepsi?
Dark. Pepsi's dark blue. Blue.
I mean, if it,
maybe
if we
Jake,
are choosing social
I dropped
media.
The wrong thing.
Oh, I did it wrong.
Coming at me now.
Okay, and then I'll pick Twitter.
You each had four signature colors in front of you, and I asked you to match the colors with the logos of the companies that own the trademarks. That red color is trademarked by Target.
Oh, no.
The blue color is Robin's Egg Blue, synonymous with Tiffany & Company.
Oh, Tiffany, that makes sense.
The orange color you might recognize from Home Depot.
We suck.
And the yellow color, of course, is the signature trademark shade of Post-it.
I hate this question. We weren't even close.
We went
straight to
accusations.
You know what?
Were thrown my way that I got the wrong colors and none of you were close.
I'm going to say not worth the trademark when we can't even name the color to the logo.
Your brain
okay.
Sucks, Target. You hear me?
Well, we miserably failed on that question.
Yeah, we did.
And speaking of color, somebody wanted to hear you sing Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa.
That's
complicated
funny.
Complicated lyrics.
You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Black and yellow.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. I was like, make it stop.
Damn. All right. That was your shock collar question of the day, sponsored by Target.
You should have been like, Post-it yellow. Or sorry.
Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.